So just to take a deep breath, just kind of sitting here thinking about what it's been like to be you the last few years and all the other people working on this therapy, what has it been like? It seems amazing to me.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable few years. I work with an absolutely incredible group of people who are more dedicated than any other group I've ever come across. It has been tremendously exciting. It's been tremendously busy. It's been really an incredible experience and somewhat of an honor to be involved in this kind of therapy that is new, maybe paradigm shifting, and in fact is working. I think it's got the potential to change the lives of many, many people. And it's been incredibly exciting, but every once in a while, we as a group and myself included need to step back and just try and see it from a higher level and try and get a handle on where it's going and what we need to do to make it effective.
Sounds like it must have been incredibly scary at times. You talk about people being hypotensive in units, et cetera.
At the beginning, we all expected this would have some activity, but nobody expected the potency and the rapidity of the activity. And it was very frightening. It is scary to use a new therapy that's never been given to people, to not know what's going to happen, not know what to expect, and early on, didn't really understand some of the biological mechanisms of what was happening. I think one of the remarkable things is the ability to get some of the correlative biological laboratories that we had that really allowed us to manage these people, I think, in an incredibly safe way and understand what was happening with them. It has been frightening, but yes, just an absolute joy to be a part of.
Yeah, that IL-6 thing was amazing. I imagine it must have been really incredible the first time you gave that monoclonal antibody.
It was absolutely dramatic. It was given to this little girl who has been the subject of a great deal of press in the middle of the night. And these days, nobody was on the phone, but everybody was on their email and texting. And I think we as a group were sharing Dr. Grupp's anxieties through the night and getting our hourly updates and just couldn't get over how fast this drug worked, taking somebody from maximal life support to within 24 hours being off pressors, being off a ventilator, and watching television.
How old was this child and what is her current status?
She was 7 years old when she was treated. She's a year and a half out in complete remission and in third grade. And is a remarkable, remarkable young girl, very matter of fact. She is a tremendous spokesperson for this program, as is her family. But she goes off to school every day and, on some level, in the best possible way, is just a normal, I think now, probably 9-year-old little girl.